Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
The European Union Mercosur trade deal only benefits multinational corporations. A European Union Mercosur trade deal will increase meat imports and lock us on the path to environmental disaster, said Audrey Chango, trade and investment campaigner for Friends of the Earth Europe, in this interview with Real World Radio. Friends of the Earth Europe and Friends of the Earth Brazil denounced in a report published early this year that the European Union-Mercosur trade deal will worsen environmental disasters, in this case by increasing the export of meat from Brazil to Europe through supply chains of transnational companies in order to supply major European retailers. This is happening while deforestation skyrockets and Brazil rolls back legislation to protect the environment and human rights, reveals a report published in March. Within Mercosur, Brazil is the leading trade partner of the European Union and the largest exporter of agricultural products to the European Union. Friends of the Earth Europe calls on the European Union to drop the EU-Mercosur trade deal and introduce binding legislation to hold transnational corporations accountable for harms in their supply chains. Also, the European Union is a key importer of meat and agricultural products from four Brazilian meat multinationals that are linked to deforestation, biodiversity loss, forced labor, and the violation of rights of indigenous people. The products from these multinationals are already being sold by major European retailers, including Casino, Carrefour, Aldi, Albert Heijn, and Tesco.
So to talk about this and this report and these announcements from Friends of the Earth Europe, we are talking now and we give the welcome to Real World Radio to Audrey Chango, trade and investment campaigner from Friends of the Earth Europe. So hello, Audrey, how are you?
Hi, Azul. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. So on the European Council are close to signing a free trade deal between the European Union and Mercosur member countries. If it is, the deal could increase the import of Brazilian meat to the European Union drastically, no? Including a 30% increase in imports from the whole Mercosur region. Audrey, what are the impacts of increased meat imports from Brazil and other Mercosur countries to Europe?
Yeah, so the impacts of this trade deal are manifold. You already mentioned some of them in your introduction. First, increased exports of meat and soy could fuel the expansion of these commodities to important ecosystems like the Amazon, Cerrado Savana, Pantanal, and El Chaco. And these agriculture products are already key drivers of deforestation and biodiversity loss. So if, for example, if you look at the Amazon rainforest, around 65% of deforested area is occupied by beef and cattle ranch sector. This trade deal will worsen this. There's a report commissioned by the French government that shows that the growth of beef production in South America due to the EU-Mercosur trade deal would accelerate deforestation at least 25% per year. And also the expansion of the meat and soy industry will increase pressure on indigenous territories, peasants, and family farming communities, because the expansion of these commodities are often accompanied by violent land grabs, attacks towards indigenous communities and landless peasants. So, and this has already increased significantly during the Bolsonaro government. Another concern is the climate impact of this trade deal. So it would increase greenhouse gas emissions because it strengthens an economic sector that contributes significantly to global warming, such as industrial livestock farming, but also changes in land use to create pastures and monocultures, and the increased transport between the two trade blocks will contribute significantly to emissions. So, and to make matters worse is that this deal is being pushed for ratification while deforestation rates and fires in the Amazon have risen to the highest levels in more than a decade. Mm-hmm. A recent scientific study revealed that the Amazon is now actually emitting more carbon dioxide than it's able to absorb. Mm-hmm. So this deal will actually further drive the climate and biodiversity crisis further and affect indigenous people and traditional communities who are important protectors of ecosystems.
Mm-hmm. In the introduction, I mentioned that at least four multinationals are involved in this trade deal, no? Like including Casino, Carrefour, Aldi, Albert Heijn, and Tesco, no? What roles does the European market play in this?
So, the EU is a key importer of meat and other agriculture products from the Mercosur region. European meat sector depends largely on soy imports from South America. And if we look at beef imports, Mercosur is already the largest supplier of beef to the European Union, accounting for 73% of EU beef imports, of which 36 is from Brazil. And the majority of this meat comes from four Brazilian meat multinationals, which are GBS, Marfic, BRF, and Minerva. And as our meat report shows, but also many other studies, is that these four Brazilian meat multinationals are linked to deforestation, environmental crimes, forced labor, and the violation of the rights of indigenous people in their supply chain. Now, for many years, these meat companies have been promising to uphold human rights and environmental standards in their supply chains, but up until now, they have failed to do so. And this harmful meat is being sold in European supermarkets as fresh meat, but also as processed meat, like the corned beef. And this despite warnings from civil society that these products are tainted by deforestation and human rights abuses. And what is also important to mention, and what we also publish in our report, is that Brazilian meat multinationals have been accessing resources in the European financial market to fund the expansion of their activities. And their funders include European banks like Santander, BNP Paribas, Credit Suisse, HSBC, Deutsche Bank, just to name a few. But in our report, we have a full chapter on that. So, the European Union is part of the problem.
Yeah. And also, as you said, the European meat sector also depends largely on soy from South America. So besides the harmful impacts of increased meat and soya imports of the deal, what are the other problematic issues with the European Union-Mercosur trade deal?
Yeah, so another problematic issue is that the deal will further boost the export of dangerous pesticides from the European Union to Mercosur countries. Mm-hmm. And this also includes export of pesticides that are actually banned in the European Union. Now, Brazil is already the highest consumption of agrochemicals in the world. And this has resulted in significant environmental contamination, but also severe impacts on the population of Brazil, specifically rural workers, but also women. And secondly, another problematic issue is that the deal will also eliminate EU imports duties for mineral products, such as iron ore, silver, which are also being mined in sensitive ecosystems. So this deal will actually reinforce an extractivist and chemical-driven agribusiness model in Mercosur countries and will lock these countries further into a neo-colonial type of trade model. Mm-hmm. So what you see is that Mercosur countries export lower value-added commodity extraction and production, such as mining and agriculture, while the EU exports high-value industrialized and finished products, such as cars and machines. So the same colonial logic of trade, where Mercosur countries are suppliers of raw materials to richer countries in the EU, is reinforced by this trade deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, if we have all these issues and all these problems that will increase with this trade deal, who benefits, no, from the deal?
The deal will mainly benefit multinational corporations, most specifically polluting corporations like the agribusiness, chemical giants, mining industry, and the European car industry. And it will not only extend their economic power, but also their political power. For instance, if you look at Brazil, it is well known that the agribusiness sector in Brazil has strong ties with the political elite. Mm-hmm. The agribusiness, they hold key positions in Brazilian Congress and are pushing hard to roll back environmental policies and the protection of indigenous territories and land rights. And because the agribusiness sector will gain more corporate power, there's also a risk that of further increasing land inequalities and land concentration at the expense of rural and indigenous communities, sustainable agriculture, and also women's access. So the concentration of corporate power this deal will generate is another example of how the neo-colonial dimensions of this trade deal are reflected.
Okay, Audrey, at least the text of this trade deal, the European Union-Mercosur Association Agreement, includes a series of clauses on international commitments about the environment and human rights. We know that Friends of the Earth is behind this binding treaty negotiation at UN, but there are also another kinds of commitments about the environment and human rights. So is that a way to mitigate impacts? What do you think, what Friends of the Earth Europe thinks?
Yeah, first, it is important to also look at the broader political context, how the deal was concluded, and if environmental, social, and human rights impacts of this deal were taken sufficiently into account. This deal was concluded in 2019 after 20 years of on and off negotiations. Mm-hmm. Now, one fundamental factor that accelerated the negotiations was the change in the political landscape in Mercosur countries and the shift towards right-wing, ultra-neoliberal governments who favor the agribusiness interest and with little regard for social inequalities and also have very poor track record on human rights. Mm-hmm. So negotiations accelerated in 2016 when Mauricio Macri came to power in Argentina, and in Brazil, Michel Temer came to power after the parliamentary coup against Dilma Rousseff. Mm-hmm. And it was until 2019, with Jair Bolsonaro becoming a president of Brazil, that the deal was concluded. Now, Bolsonaro never hid during his election campaign that he would open up the Amazon for business and natural resource extraction. He didn't hide his racist views towards indigenous people and black people, and that he would stop demarcation of indigenous land. And also his offensive views on women and gender rights are also well known. Civil society organizations at the time in Brazil and the European Union were raising widespread concerns about his election. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, the European Commission remained steadfast in supporting this deal and concluding it.
Yeah, sorry, this is really interesting because I think that governments, not only in European Union, but also here at South America, but in Europe, they can say that they didn't know how Bolsonaro is or was, no? As you said, mm-hmm. He didn't hide during his election campaign. He was with this kind of agenda against human rights and against indigenous communities and so. I was thinking while I was listening to you, that maybe this kind of change from some governments in Europe with this trade deal is more because of the pressure from civil society, you know?
Yes, civil society organizations play a very important role mobilizing public pressure, and they've managed to put this deal high on the agenda of politicians. Last year, the European Parliament rejected the deal in its current form, and this was also thanks to joint advocacy work by civil society. So yes, they've played an important role delaying ratification of this deal and raising awareness how harmful this deal is.
Andre, the trade deal and the negotiation between the European Union and Mercosur concluded, but they don't say so much about respect of environment and human rights. What can you tell us about?
Yeah, so what I also wanted to mention is that the negotiations of this trade deal were concluded when the sustainability impact assessment report was not completed yet. And the European Ombudsman found that the Commission actually failed to complete a timely assessment of the social and environmental impact of the deal. And it should have been done before finalizing negotiations, but wasn't done. How this deal was negotiated and concluded already sets a framework to what extent environmental and human rights and social impacts were given importance and were taken into account. Now, regarding the specific clauses, so on sustainability, so there is a specific trade and sustainability chapter. These additions won't radically change different ways of doing business because the neoliberal logic of free trade deals puts economic interests first and sustainable development is subordinate to that. Secondly, this deal actually promotes an industrial food system, which also, according to International Panel on Climate Change, is responsible for 37% of global green gas emissions, mm-hmm. and is a clear driver of climate change and biodiversity loss. So neither protocols or a sustainability chapter will fix this. Lastly, what I wanted to mention is on provisions on human rights and environment. These are meaningless if you look at what is happening on the ground, specifically in Brazil. So like mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier, deforestation and forest fires have skyrocketed. But also the criminalizing of indigenous leader, judicial harassment of indigenous leaders have, and attacks towards indigenous leaders has increased significantly. And they're also pushing ahead with a legislative proposal that poses even greater threat to indigenous people and legitimizes land grabs. And not to forget that, you know, they have succeeded dismantling rapidly important environmental protection agencies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these particles are meaningless if you look at what's happening on the ground in Brazil. Most of all, because also the sustainability chapter in the trade deal won't be affected because it's not enforceable. It doesn't include enforceable sanctions on top of that. So if the European Union wants to be coherent with the Paris Agreement and the European Green Deal, it cannot proceed with the ratification of this deal.
As a trade and investment campaigner, what can you tell us about the next steps from Friends of the Earth about this trade deal and campaigns that in the next month?
Yeah, so Friends of the Earth Europe, together with Friends of the Earth groups in Mercosur countries and Europe, we will continue to closely follow the ratification process of this deal. We will also continue to publish other reports and studies that show the harmful impacts of this deal and that also show that additional protocols on environment are just a way of greenwashing this deal. We'll also continue with our lobbying advocacy work at the European and member state level to mobilize support. And we're also part of a broad coalition of more than 450 organizations from Europe and Mercosur countries called Stop EU Mercosur, and we'll continue to organize collective actions and join forces to stop the ratification of this deal. There's a joint website called stopeumercosur.org where you can find publications, statements, videos, etc.
Great. Well, Audrey Shingo from Friends of the Earth Europe, thank you so much for this time with Real World Radio, and we keep in touch, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Azul.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.